down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on if you have not heard already. Thousand Oaks, California in Ventura, part of New California, I might add. 13 people are dead, another mass shooting. Apparently, the individual, all dressed in black, dark skin, and a beard, came in rather professionally and started shooting people. We are unsure of the weapon at this point in time. We think it's a pistol of some sort, and some people have said it's a 40 caliber of some sort. And the individual who came in and started doing the shooting, you can imagine this is the Borderline Bar and Grill, and I've actually been there many years ago. It's quite a family place, actually, believe it or not, and brunches, that sort of thing being served. And I think I was at a brunch, actually, that's what it was. That was, gosh, that was a long time ago. It's been around for a long time. It's sort of an icon there in Thousand Oaks. And individual came in, started shooting, immediately shot the guard at the door, and then came in and started shooting. And 13 people are dead, including him, and also an officer. Ventura County Sheriff's officer was shot and killed. He's considered to be the hero because he walked through the door, immediately went in, immediately rushed in, and confronted the shooter who shot him dead. And the individual shooter ended up, after killing 11 people, took his own life. So 13 total dead at this point in time. Quite stunning in that community. That particular place is quite a place for the community to go to. And it was, according to what we're hearing, it was billed as a college night. So a lot of college-age students and high school students from around the area. Pepperdine University is not too far from there in Malibu. And I'm sure that there were a lot of students from there. People, it's chaos right now. It happened about 11:30 last night. And, of course, they're getting more and more information about the shooter, who he was. We now have an identification in terms of age, that he was a 29-year-old individual. According to sources there that we've been able to see on various news outlets and interviews, the individual appeared to be very well-trained with the weapon of his choice, which apparently was, they think, about a 40-caliber handgun. Being able to load and unload multiple times with great skill, great accuracy, and also was, as people, witnesses that were there, of course, you have a lot of people with guns, Second Amendment folks in the Borderline Bar and Grill. It's a Western Bar and Grill, and they identified him as somebody who was quite capable of shooting the weapon, so he was quite proficient. The other report that we're getting is that it seems to have been very well calculated, and that he came in originally and tossed smoke bombs or grenades into the bar and grill. Now, some of this is all this information that you're getting right now is stuff that's just come in over the wires. I've been up for quite a while listening to this and monitoring it and calling people. So that's the best that we have right now. So whether or not there's links to terrorism, they do not know. The FBI is there, of course, to do what the FBI does in these circumstances. And hopefully the better part of the FBI will actually solve the problem rather than to cover up the identity of the individual or any links to terrorism, which we've seen the FBI disguise many times during the Obama administration. I really do hope that with the current administration, we get a better performance out of the FBI and get some real identity going on. That's just a little side note, because we witnessed 114 mass shootings during the Obama administration. You can probably recall three or more killed per incident. and not much in terms of solving the real problem. We had more intelligence on every one of these shootings than they would, of course, want to profess. So we hope that the cover-up does not continue in this regard and we get the truth. It seems that the multiple witnesses that we're starting to hear information from, and again, when these things happen, the best sources of information are right here, right now, the ones that happen that you can pick up off the media. You get a pretty good idea of what's going on. And then follow-up information for some of these out there that are, our citizen journalists that are out there studying this sort of thing. You probably have already figured out your own news sources as to where to go and get the information. And, your follow-up and all of your instincts follow them because you'll probably be right in the long run. This is the thing about the deep state operators. They just don't seem to understand that we know how to do this. And we can definitely figure out what we need to do about this in all this regard. So anyway, I'd like to thank all of you for listening and being a part of what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. And the whole situation that's developed around this is absolutely quite amazing. And we're really, really happy to be able to bring you these things and bring you all this information about what's going on and how things develop here at Agenda 21 Radio and all these news sources. This is obviously the top story that's going on out there. We have other stories that we need to cover, and we are going to be covering those top stories, such as Attorney General Jeff Sessions has tendered his resignation. And we told you quite some time ago that this would actually happen, and it now has happened. And it happened the day after the election. This is a time in which transition for administrative people naturally take place. It's not unusual that someone would step down, resign, or whatever. And I sort of gave you a hint about this in the weeks before this. And don't worry, we're going to come back to the shooting incident and what's going on there. We're definitely going to be putting out the information as we get it to you. But this is also something that's a top flight story here. Jeff Sessions apparently tendered his resignation quite some time ago, and the president just basically took it out of his desk at a natural time in which there are transitions that are made. So the point is that after an election such as this, this is a time when people coming and going into and out of the administration. It happens to every administration. This is nothing unusual. And, of course, Jeff Sessions' job is done. And as people are finding out, he's done a fantastic job. People are maligning him, have been, and just they clearly are ignorant about what he's done. And it's kind of humorous to watch some of these people pontificate about the ills of Jeff Sessions and this and that. You know, he's done a fantastic job, and his work bringing a lawless Justice Department to heel to becoming back again a lawful institution will go down in the history books. It really will as time goes on and people understand what's really been happening here. So I do expect that Jeff Sessions will be held in very, very high regard in terms of the history books about what happened. Of course, the recusal, everybody was critical of that. I think it was a brilliant move on his part to actually recuse. And again, I stand behind his decision to do that. He had to do it. And, of course, now we have a guy by the name of Whitaker who has stepped in as the acting attorney general. And he is definitely somebody who is beholden to the president. So we're going to get a lot different type of response to Mr. Mueller. So in other words, Rosenstein is now second down the chain. He's no longer considered a third down the chain. He's no longer considered to be a top flight candidate, obviously, to be attorney general. And so you're going to get a lot more scrutiny of these folks, especially Mueller and his investigation. The timing couldn't be more exquisite. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Take the shortcut. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so California Bar and Grill. Mass shooting. We're going to go in and check it out and see the best coverage about this right now and where we're going with it. It looks like 13 dead so far, 12 dead, including sheriff's officer, after gunman opens fire. Now, this is new news. There's, and again, when I first reported to you about this, this is something that the last news, literally within the last few minutes, they're now saying 12 dead, which is good, which is very, very good. But we want to see if there's more to this. It says 12 dead, including sheriff's sergeant, after gunman opens fire at college bar for college night. Excuse me. This is the story. Let's see if we can chime into some of the audio portion of this so we can get a little bit better perspective on what was happening. It says that without saying a word, a mysterious man in black clutching a semi-automatic pistol opened fire at a California bar. Here we go. This is from Jonathan Hunt. Hopefully we've got the audio here. I love it when the audio doesn't work. And we're going to figure this one out. Of course, we just had a systems fail. You know, it's interesting, in my line of work being in the radio, you get a lot of visitors sometimes on the internet from the places that they really, you don't want them from. And they sometimes change things around on your computer. And you have to have a lot of things to combat it. And I'm not going to tell you what we use. But this is something that has been plaguing all the radio hosts that I deal with here. I wonder what that's all about. So we're having a little glitch right now going on. It says, in this article, it says that hundreds of people were, in fact, involved with this shooting last night. It says, including students from California Lutheran University, which is a private Christian school, Pepperdine University, and California State University Channel Islands were inside Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California for the country music event when shots suddenly rang out about 11:20. Ventura police said at least 30 shots were fired, and the gunman, armed with a 45 caliber gun, now this is new, used a smoke device to disorient and confuse the targets. Now, so this is now the freshest information that we have. I'm going to try to get to the audio clip here that we have just to kind of bring it more up to date as soon as things become responsive. Let's try this now and see if we've got it. Let's go. Well, okay, let's not go.
Deputies and other law enforcement officials, including those from the FBI, are currently right now inside the Borderline Grill, a couple of hundred yards behind me, and they are looking at what the sheriff himself has described as a horrific scene. He said rooms in there are, quote, covered in blood. This all began to unfold at 11:20 Pacific when the first 911 calls came in about an active shooter. Within 3 minutes, a sheriff sergeant and members of the California Highway Patrol were on scene. That sheriff sergeant, Ron Helas, was the first to go in. He took the decision to enter the Borderline Bar and Grill because they could hear shots. They knew the shooter was still active. As he went through the door, he was met by a hail of bullets that ultimately took his life. Sheriff Jeff Dean told us today that Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helas was just a great guy. He made an emotional tribute to him at a press conference a short time ago. Listen here to the sheriff.
He was totally committed. He gave his all. And tonight, as I told his wife, he died a hero because he went in to save lives, to save other people.
Now, as well as the sheriff sergeant who died, 11 other people were killed. Now, this was college night at the Borderline Bar and Grill, and the sheriff told us he believes that the ages of those attending ranged between 21 and 26. We do not yet have the identities of those 11 who died, but we can expect many of them to be in that age range. We've also been speaking to eyewitnesses. You remember we had John Hedge, a witness, on live with us just a few moments ago. He was standing near the front door when the shooter came in, described a scene of chaos. He said the security guard at the front door was among those who were shot. We do not know if that security guard died or was injured. We've asked whether that security guard himself would have been armed. The sheriff here told us that was very unlikely. Historically speaking, security guards at this particular bar and restaurant have never been armed, but it was a horrific scene, according to John Hedge. And that witness also told us that the shooter was throwing smoke grenades. And the sheriff talked about that in his press conference too, and he said it is one thing for somebody to go in with a semi-automatic handgun and start shooting, but if you start talking about the use of smoke grenades as well before the shooting starts, then you are obviously looking at somebody who has put a lot more planning
into it. I just can't wait until they release the name and background of this individual. Yeah. Will they do it? Now, see, the law enforcement in California, highway patrol and so on, they don't like to do that. If it's a white male, they'll do it. It goes right out. Seriously. So is this an attack on white people by a white supremacist group? Right? Let's see if that's the narrative that they would try and shape out of this. Now, if you know if that's... We don't think that. We don't know. But from the description that we have, it doesn't seem to be a white male. Isn't this terrible to be thinking about these kind of things? Everything's got to be separated by, you know, your skin color and everything like that in this modern era. And law enforcement's into it. But, you know, if I'm telling you, this is what they do. If it's somebody other than a white male, you're going to not find out about it.
To the attack. We do not have an identity of the shooter at the moment. Our eyewitness, John Hedge, described him as youngish, probably around 30 in his words, wearing largely black, bearded, and wearing eyeglasses. But that is about all we have for now. Obviously, the deputies and other law enforcement who are inside now have the shooter. It appears that he killed himself on scene. They will have an identity with us, with them very soon. We're not clear of obviously when they will share it with us, but all of those answers will be forthcoming for so many parents who are waking up now on the East Coast, perhaps with students at one of the many colleges in this area, trying to get hold of their children, trying to find out whether they were in the borderline bar and grill and whether indeed they were hurt in this terrible, terrible shooting. Back to you guys.
Jonathan, thanks. I know you're going to be gathering eyewitnesses there, and we're getting more details, and soon the sun will be up.
Yeah, so again, the colleges and universities that were involved in the areas, California Lutheran, Cal Lutheran was one of them, Pepperdine University and Cal State University, Channel Islands, and I do believe there are a couple of junior colleges around the area. And they could have come as far as Hollywood, actually, to this Thousand Oaks, the borderline bar and grill. And again, I've been there. Many, many, many years ago. It's been around for a long time. It's an institution there in Thousand Oaks and big family thing. A lot of people go there and have brunches and so on. Sunday after church thing. Our prayers are with them.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. can. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so those of you that are really into the Supreme Court and Judge Kavanaugh and hearings like that, well, guess what? You might have to gear yourself up in the future, because this just came out of CNBC News and was released by the Supreme Court, that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 85, breaks ribs in fall. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell in her office at the court and fractured three ribs, according to a release from the court Thursday. Tests showed that she fractured three ribs on her left side, and she was admitted for observation and treatment, the statement said. Ginsburg's health has been a matter of intense speculation for recent years. Ginsburg, the court's oldest member, is one of the court's four liberal justices. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 85. This is from Getty? No, from, well, it's from CNBC 20 minutes ago. And again, this is breaking news. She went home, but after experiencing discomfort overnight, went to George Washington University. So she fell in her office at the court and fractured three ribs, according to her release. Now, so it must have done this Wednesday. It doesn't say what the date was. She was released early this morning. The statement said tests showed she fractured three ribs on her left side and was admitted for observation and treatment. Ginsburg's health has been a matter of speculation for years. The oldest member is one of the four's liberals. She has survived multiple bouts with cancer and in 2014 underwent a procedure to have a stent placed in her right coronary artery. The court said that more information would be provided as it becomes available. It is not the first time that Ginsburg had fractured her ribs while on the court. In June, and I tell you, if you've ever had, when I was in an automobile accident, almost killed me. I had five fractured ribs on my left side. I'll tell you, and they, every one, man, when you breathe, you could just feel it going right down your, that is very, very painful. And, of course, being at her age at 85, bones are very brittle. But she did this before. It says it is not the first time. She has fractured her ribs on the court. In June 2012, Ginsburg fractured two ribs in a fall and did not disclose the incident to the public until months later. So this is not, this is a developing story. You know, this is one of these things that maybe in 2 or 3 minutes as we go through the news day, you'll be able to pick up on more information from it. This is a CNBC report that's out there. So if there's some sort of video or something like that that we can chime in live-wise and get the details on this, we'll be more than happy to do that. Okay, some other top news, though, that I think we probably better get into. It's pretty important, I think. We're going to keep you abreast of anything that comes up. I've got the screen indicators. I've got the little flashing lights and whistles going on. So if there's anything that comes up out of Thousand Oaks, we'll let you know as soon as we get it. Now, the other thing, too, and I appreciate the texting I've been getting and also the emails that are flashing up here from people about this story. Citizen journalists, by the way, that are out there paying attention to what we're doing here on Agenda and participating. You know, it's nice to have that. Anyway, so we got that going on, and we're going to get back to some other things here. One of the other ones that I wanted to get to that they've now Antifa has now targeted Tucker Carlson. It says Antifa group post video of mobs chanting threats outside of Carlson's home. Interesting. Mobs chant threats outside of Tucker Carlson's D.C. home. Interesting. He was on his book tour, and I met him at his book tour and had a few words with him. It was kind of nice. And he gave an absolutely brilliant presentation. I mean, it was really, I got to tell you, it was first class. Yeah, he's just really, he's kind of phenomenal, you know. He kind of is. And I really do appreciate some of the stuff he's done. I really do appreciate his work is, in the early days when his show was going on, it was kind of awkward for him, I think. I just think it was awkward. And I think he did too. That's kind of the long and short of it. He thought it was kind of awkward, but you know, he has really come around, and I really do appreciate the good work that he does. And you know, when you get in that environment, you know, it's just a matter of working yourself through it, so to speak. And but you know, you got the camera on you all the time. It's his show. It's nobody else's, but it's his show. You know, you got to own it. When you have your own show, you got to own it. It's just like a business. You got to own the show. So what we're getting right now, of course, is this thing that the left-wing answers. Self-described left-wing Antifa group posted videos of a mob outside of the Washington, D.C. home of Fox News, Tucker Carlson, Wednesday evening chanting, "Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night. Ha!" The now-deleted video was posted on social media by Smash Racism D.C., the same group made headlines in September after activists confronted Senator Ted Cruz and his wife. Remember that? Yeah. Let's see what I think I says here. The group posted a Facebook that Carlson spreads fear into our homes and said it wanted to even the score. Each night you remind us that we are not safe. Tonight we remind you that you are not safe either. The group posted. They also chanted racist bag. Scumbag or something. No, I'm sorry. It's an S word bag. Leave town. See, this is the thing is in Washington. And he made this very, very clear actually in his speech that night that I saw him. Is that D.C. is just, you know, if you're a conservative, you are absolutely hated. Doesn't matter if you're a Supreme Court, whatever. You're hated with the big H word. By these people. And most of D.C. is that way because, you know, it's a government town. I mean, hello, it's a government town. Feature that, right? Feature that. We got a little report here by who is it? Fox News. We're going to play it real quick. This is the alert about Justice Ginsburg.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We are getting word she has now been hospitalized. She's 85 years old. She's fallen. She fractured 3 ribs. She fell at court. So we're just getting word of this, that she has been admitted to the hospital. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's 85 years old. We're going to get more on this, and as we get it, we'll bring it to you.
Okay, so that's an update from the update. I've told you this was going to be a changing thing. That's the update from the update. And so she's in the hospital, apparently. That's what we understand. And the other one before that was saying, no, she's out of the hospital. So did she stay or did she go, I guess is the big question. It said, the host said activists rang his doorbell, broke his oak door, and one protester was apparently caught on security video mentioning a pipe bomb. D.C. police did not immediately respond to Fox News email early Thursday. Carlson said he was at the Fox News office in Washington working on his opening monologue when neighbors texted him about the commotion outside his home. His wife of 22 years did not contact him because she didn't want to distract him from before he went on air, he said. The group eventually scattered. It was unclear if there were any arrests. Carlson said the group posted online the home addresses of his brother and former college roommate, Neil Patel, who co-founded the Daily Caller with Carlson. Carlson said he is used to being confronted in public and has no interest in playing the role of victim. Good for Tucker. Why would you? These are a bunch of punks. Little children. Need to be face down. This is what Marxism brings you to your town.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Oh.
Well, we're talking about the attempted attack by Antifa at Tucker Carlson's D.C. home. He talked about his home the night that I ran into and met him. It was kind of interesting. He talked about that and said, this is the article, which is, I want to draw some contrast for you about how Tucker interprets things and how one of his colleagues at Fox News interprets things. As the article says here, Carlson said he was at the Fox News office in Washington working on his opening monologue. His wife of 22 years did not contact him, but his neighbors contacted him, so there's a whole bunch of people out here doing their thing, blah, blah, blah. That was the Antifa thing. And his wife didn't want to contact him because, you know, he didn't want to distract him from his monologue. The group eventually scattered. It was unclear if there was any risk. Carlson said the group posted online the home address of his brother, blah, blah, blah. Says Carlson said he is used to being confronted in public and has no interest in playing the role of victim. But, he said, his wife and his four children should not have to be exposed to the aggression while at home. Here's the problem. I have four children, he said by phone. I never thought twice about leaving them alone. But this is the reaction because this group doesn't like my TV show. Twitter reportedly removed a photo of Carlson's home address that was put. Thank you, Twitter. That's really nice. I'm surprised you didn't put it all over the place even more so. Propagate it, Twitter. I'm just saying. Actually, Twitter has been good to us. I shouldn't be bad-mouthing. It's Facebook that's just the evil one. Anyway, Smash Racism DC's account was suspended early. Okay, good, good, good. Now, this is the comparison and contrast to colleague to colleague. Brett Hume, a Fox News commentator, took to Twitter to denounce the protest as revolting and frightening. That's the end of the article. Okay, so Tucker Carlson's taking it going, hey, I got the stones. You come after me, baby, I'm going to go after... I mean, this is what he's saying. I'm going to take you down. I mean, I got every... I understood Tucker to say, I'm tough, I can take it, I'm coming after you. I mean, this is his attitude. And I got that attitude from what he just quoted right there. Says he's used to being confronted and has no interest in playing the victim. But Brett Hume sounds like he's got a lot of interest in playing the victim. Brett Hume, a Fox News contributor, took to Twitter to denounce the protest as, quote, revolting and frightening. Gee, Brett, were your stones still up in the inguinal canal? I mean, what's wrong with you? This is the thing about these people, the elites in Washington. They don't get it. You stare down these folks. You don't tell them you're frightened. That's why I say, let them drop, Brit. Let them drop. Brit Hume. No stones at all. Revolting and frightening. I'm frightened. Oh, no. No, and Tucker's not. Hello. This is the kind of stuff. You're a D.C. elitist. You don't really like the president, by the way, Brit, and you got no stones. They're stuck up there. Get a life. I mean, don't say anything, Brit. I mean, you tell them you're frightened, so guess what? Guess where they're going to go next? They're going to go to you and anybody else. You've created terror, and you support it. You're telling them you're frightened by the terror that they put. And these guys, you take off the mask, there's snot in those little five-year-olds. That's what you deal with. So you empower them by telling them, I'm frightened. I'm sorry. Just working with gang kids for so many years, and I'd take the gang kids over these guys any single day. Okay, so Sessions resigns. A little bit of a comment here. I'm going to try and grab this real quick. This came out of Fox this morning about Jeff Sessions and his resignation. They have a comment by... one of the attorneys here, and he's going to mention something about the gunman at the bar. Here we go.
President asked Jeff Sessions to resign, and he did. Essentially, he was fired. Obviously frustrated over the fact that Jeff Sessions was in the campaign, could not then preside over the Russia investigation, had to recuse himself. Aside from that, when you look at Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, not looking at the Russia investigation, he did a lot of stuff that was on the president's agenda for the Department of Justice, turned that around.
Absolutely. And let me just say it was an honor to work for Jeff Sessions. He's a good person. He was a good boss. And I think he did a very good job as attorney general. Look, when he took over the Justice Department, you're talking about 8 years of Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch. At that point in time, we had violent crime on the rise. We had a catastrophic drug crisis that was really starting to hit home. Since then, since the attorney general has taken over, largely without U.S. attorneys for his first year and, you know, Senate-confirmed assistant attorney generals, he was able to put in place policies, and now you're seeing the violent crime rate coming back down. Now you're seeing the drug crisis plateauing. Now, there's still a ton of more work to do, but I think he has set the groundwork and the infrastructure at DOJ for his successor to do that.
Now, Ian, we had Judge Napolitano on earlier, and he said when he read the letter that Jeff Sessions sent to the president to resign, that it didn't have a date on it. The president had said, or there was speculation that he might get fired after the election. It happened to be the day after when that resignation letter was handed to the president without the date. Did you ever have a discussion with Jeff Sessions about this? Did he write the letter, you know, weeks ago or months ago?
No, I haven't had any discussions with him. I was last there in July. Obviously, this is something that had been talked about for a while. I think having been at the Department of Justice really since last July was probably when people started thinking that, you know, there may be some risk of this. But he was able to hang on and really do some great things over that course of time.
All right. Yeah, and again, this administratively, this is kind of, you have a problem at a major part of your program. I'm just telling you, the administrator in me, what you do here is you bring in somebody who's going to hammer it out and crush it. And that's his job. He's job specific. I know that because I was job specific to issues surrounding garbage going on at schools. I was hired specifically by schools to do certain things. And then my time was over. Because and once you calm it all down or change it, then you bring in somebody else who's going to be the next level change agent. That's what you do, and that's what Jeff Sessions did. 8 years of Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch. There's a lot of crap there, and still there. It's not over. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It says an article here about the Holocaust survivors remember Kristallnacht, or Night of Broken Glass. A lot of people don't know about this, the history of Kristallnacht and all that good stuff. The burning down of Jews, residences, businesses, and so on by the Nazis. Kristallnacht says it was early evening, November 9th, 1938. Later that night, he climbed into his roof, onto the roof of the orphanage, and saw fires lighting up the city. Then we knew the synagogues were burning, he said. The next morning, when I had to go to school, there was sparkling broken glass everywhere on the streets. Frankenstein, now 94, was describing Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, when the Nazis among them, many ordinary Germans, terrorized Jews throughout Germany and Austria. They killed at least 91 people and vandalized 7,500 Jewish businesses, and they also burned down more than 1,400 synagogues, according to Israel's Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial. Yep. It goes on, and they want to do it now, right, Tucker? Stay with us. More to come on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.